B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. So there's a saying, don't take sand to the beach. We just told this to Roy.
I just learned it.
You just learned that that means is you don't want to take a bunch of sand to the beach because there's already sand there.
Sure.
So it's kind of the same situation, different circumstances, though, more from a business standpoint. Roy and Loren think it's okay to bring the little airplane bottles of alcohol on the plane and then serve yourself.
Yes, I do. I think it's 100% okay.
Meaning they're called airplane bottles.
And they go through TSA carry-ons just fine.
3, 2, 1, baby.
Yet your airlines sell those airplane bottles.
Okay, well, it's not a bar on the plane and not everybody can afford to drink on the plane.
Okay, but my point is like it would be no different than going to Manchester, one of our great clients, mm-hmm. and bringing McDonald's to Manchester.
No.
And sitting down. Why?
No.
How is it different?
Because the airline is not it's not a restaurant and it's not a
business.
Bar.
They're trying to make money just like the Manchester
it
is.
It doesn't matter. They're not a bar or a restaurant. Like, I wouldn't do that I wouldn't bring another restaurant's food into a restaurant.
No, I wouldn't bring another airplane inside my airplane if that's what you're referring.
Would you, Roy, would you not bring an American Airlines uniform onto a Delta plane? Is that what you're saying?
No, I respect the uniform.
But do you guys understand? Can anybody else get on board with T-Maney 704-570-9500? 95.
Then why do they create the airplane bottles? It can't just be for alcoholics.
I don't know. I think it's because it's the small amount.
No, they're...
I'm telling you.
They're made to take on the airplane. They're called airplane bottles.
That's their name, Loren.
I know. They named them that because of it.
Because that's what they serve on the airplane.
No.
I'd like somebody from the airplane industry to holler at us. I know we have flight attendants who listen. Producer Nicole, didn't you just go on a plane and make a Bloody Mary? Producer Nicole, didn't you just go on an airplane and make a Bloody Mary?
Yeah, I got airplane bottles and brought them in my bag. And then when the flight attendant went around, I asked for tomato juice. And then I made my own.
Didn't you feel bad doing that? Because they have tomato juice to serve you.
Yeah, so there's two. So they have Mr. T's, which is my favorite Bloody Mary mixer. So they give that when you order a Bloody Mary. But then they also sell like the whatever Mott's tomato juice or whatever, and I felt bad
juice.
Asking for the Mr. T's, so I was like, I'll just have a tomato juice. So
okay.
I felt ashamed.
All right,
now everyone's calling in because you know what they're gonna say. They're serving. You know that it's illegal to bring your own because you got to be served. I bet.
Well, let's see. Hi, it's the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Monica.
Monica, what do you think? Are you Team Manny or Team Roy and Loren?
Look, man, you got to save a buck when you can.
Amen,
honestly.
Sister.
And, you know, I remember I took a flight out to California, and I packed my own bottles, and I took, like, rum or Crown, I think, and I asked for a Coke, and they gave it to me. It's the same thing, like, if you bring your snacks on a plane. They sell food there, but you bring your own snacks, right?
Yep.
Oh, that is true. I do bring pretzels on board. I can understand that, but pretzels are also 50 cents. We're talking about the airline industry trying to make a buck on alcohol.
But you can bring whole meals on the plane.
But you're going to tell me you don't take in snacks in the movie theater either?
Yeah, I did the other day.
Yes,
not proud of it.
How about this? I've taken airplane bottles in a movie theater, too. Ain't nobody complaining about that.
How about
thanks, Monica.
I feel worse about taking food into a movie theater than I do about taking airplane bottles on a plane or food on a plane.
We need to hear from someone who works for American who's stationed out of here.
Artie and Charlotte, welcome to the Manny, Warren, the Ryan Morning Show. Which side of this are you on?
Hey, I think that the airplane's primary business is to fly people, and they're making a hell of a lot of money doing that. So all these little things, you know, taking food, taking beverages and all that, all good. I mean, you know, we're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
I mean,
Artie, what you're saying is screw them. I hear you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Thanks, Artie.
We get nickel and dimed anyway.
I know. They charged me. You know what? They charged me $13 for a wrap one time. Didn't even include it.
Let me ask you this,
though.
You
got to pay for your carry-on now. You got to pay to check a bag. Like, they're making their money, man.
Let me ask you this, though. When I bring pretzels on the airplane, and I'll even bring a Coke on the airplane, a bottle, okay?
So why is that okay?
Because I don't sneak it. I feel like if somebody brings alcohol on the plane, you sneak it.
Listen, they charge $7 for M&Ms. I'm buying my $1 pack and bringing it in.
But then why don't you sneak that? But yet, when somebody's putting alcohol in a drink, you might be like sneaking it so the flight attendant doesn't see you.
I don't sneak it.
I ask for a Coke and I pull out my rum.
Hi, Samantha in Mooresville.
Hi.
I know, stupid conversation, but one that needs to be had, Samantha.
Oh, and so that was the thing. It's like I've brought it on every flight, and then we threw it away when they came around for the trash, and we got grilled, and they said that they're going to have someone waiting for us off of the plane to arrest us.
Whoa.
What? Why? Because you over-served yourself, or because you weren't supposed to have that?
Because you're not supposed to have it.
That's BS.
And so I'm like, well, we'll just do it more discreetly. And like Roy's comment about sneaking it into the movie theater, we actually have put 6-packs in my purse before. So.
I've taken whole bottles of champagne. There's no shame in my game either.
But guess what?
I mean, why not?
Samantha, Roy, Loren, Maney, producer Nicole, if we got caught going into the movie theater with food and stuff, they have the right to throw you out.
Yeah, I mean, they would just ask you to put it back in your car or whatever, and I'm okay with that, too.
Anonymous is on hold, works for an airline. Here's what we'll do. We'll record Anonymous during the commercial, and we'll post it up on the Rap Party podcast. We'll put it up on the podcast today.
Perfect.
So you can get a word from them. Listen, the bottom line is, if you want to get kicked off the plane at 35,000 feet without a parachute, bring the bottles on.
Okay.
Have fun.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.